Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the On The Box podcast, the television show podcast on the Anfield Index podcast channel. Yes, I'll take a break from AI Pro and come back onto the AI channel for a bit and talk Stranger Things Season 2. Yeah, we're previewing it because it's out in a couple of weeks. Yes, couple of weeks. It will be out this time in 2 weeks. And I have got the Stranger Things team, because that's what they are, Mr. Kaelin Karim and Joey Connors. How you doing, boys?
Yo, yo.
Doing well.
Going well. Well, yes, it's right after Liverpool drawing with Man United. So we'll try and perk these two up by talking about something they love, which is Season 2. Are you guys excited for this one?
I am.
Yeah, Joey first. I need to start saying your names. I'm sorry, I'm all podded out already. So Joey, go on. You really excited?
I actually am. I'm really excited. And I think for a change, you're going to see a season two that is better than season one, and I'll tell why later.
Wow. Okay. Kay, how are you thinking?
I'm excited. I had to break my rule of not watching trailers, and it's just horrible. I don't know how you people survive like this. It's just, there's now too many questions, and I've formed a framework of how the second season will be, and if it doesn't live up to expectations, whoever asked for this preview pod, I am going to come after you and unfollow you on Twitter or whatever, because it's deviating from my schedule. I don't like that, but I'm still very, very excited about season two.
Yeah, me too. I just think there's so much to talk about. I mean, that leads on to the first thing we talk about. It's a bit of a different show because we've never done previews before and On The Box, you know, or maybe we did one, but normally it's always reviewing stuff. So this time it's a little bit different. So we're going to deviate away from what we normally do On The Box with all the stats and all that stuff. This is just looking ahead to something that's going to be exciting. We all love this show last time. If you haven't heard it, we'll share the link for the first season review at the same time as this, so you can go and listen to that. But guys, what do we expect from season two? Because obviously, going by the trailers that are out, what's going on with Bill Byers? There was a bit of a hint to it at the end of season one as well, with the mirror scene. He seems to be the protagonist of the start of things again. Joey, come on then. Tell me, what do we expect?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Will Byers is definitely the catalyst to both of these shows. He was to the first one, and whereas you didn't see him a whole lot.
We're going to stick around now, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to stick around. I think he's going to bring this whole thing together. He sort of opened the portal in between both worlds. But there's a lot of interesting theories going around, which, again, we'll hit on later. But adding Paul Reiser to the cast, I like that. Adding some more new kids, I like that. I just think that 11's the key to this whole thing. Because in the first season, you know, it's more, way more questions than there is answers. And how did she come back? Where did she go after she defeated the monster? You know, I have my theories on that as well. So those are going to be interesting things. And I think the storytelling is going to be better in this one as well, because in the first season like this with a bunch of kid actors and nobody really knows what this is, they have to lay seeds or plant seeds, if you will. In this one, you have those seeds planted. And now you just kind of play off that, and you can have better writing, in my opinion.
Well, what's going to be interesting for me is how they play on. In the first season, let me explain what I'm going to say here. There was the element of unknown for everybody in terms of within the town that they're living in. So nobody knew, only the kids knew what the fuck was going on. We talked about this in the part one, but now pretty much a lot of people know that there's something dodgy going on or has happened. I wonder how it's going to be different, how prepared they're going to be this time. They should be a little bit more prepared. They should be on guard. Kay, before we talk about that, but what do you think with the Will Byers situation, like what Joey said, or has he covered it all?
The Will Byers situation, it looks interesting. As a protagonist, he's an interesting protagonist because he's not going to be there most of the time. This is what I think. He's gone from being hidden in a separate dimension or whatever that was. And I think this time he's mostly going to spend time being a patient, it looks like. And I think that's going to be central to the story because, as you said, it gets really hard to decide what to do now that you've got this whole entire thing confirmed that it's, this is real and this thing that we thought was sci-fi is actually happening to us now. How do we react to that? And people, especially adults in these kinds of movies, tend to react by doing stupid stuff like ignoring it, and one of the things that I saw in the trailer, for example, Winona Ryder, who I thought was the sort of, while Will was the ideological protagonist, I thought she was like the practical one. She was the one pushing and making people try to believe and do things. So her role is going to be absolutely central to me because I'm hoping she sort of evolves from into somebody who's a little more certain about what's going on, not doubting herself as much, but that depends on the world. And one of the things she said in the trailer was like, tell me what's wrong with my son. Nobody believes him, sort of thing like that. And are we going to go back to a situation where people are looking at the kids going like, they don't matter, they're just kids and we got this now, the adults are here. So that's going to be interesting for me, like how they deal with Will Byers. He seems to be the channel for everything. If I look at the trailer, I think the only time we see the huge, we'll talk about this later, but the huge reveals are through the eyes of Will. So without him, there's no actual understanding of what's coming and what's going on. He seems to be like almost like the seance. So without him, if he's not going to be there most of the time, there's going to be mostly a conspiracy, which is the other thing I'm sort of looking forward to and how we do that. But I want to ask Joey something. Oh, Joey, do you know what Eggos are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. Waffles.
Waffles. Do they last a year?
They can. Yes. I mean,
you
can
see.
Well, remember, here's the thing. Remember, he keeps them in that sort of box container, and they definitely show snow outside. So in theory, yeah, they won't go bad because you would keep Eggos in the freezer because they're just like a microwave or a toaster thing.
But we know the trailer's like 1 year on, right? It's now 1984.
Yeah, I think it's...
We know that from the trailer.
Yeah, and you really could. Yeah, because where they're at, too, is Indiana. Indiana has hot summers, so maybe it's kind of ridiculous, but in theory, if... So here's the thing. That's the problem with trailers, because they just tease everything. And I hear what you're saying, Kay. I'm not a real big trailer guy either. I like to be surprised. I like to be surprised. Now, some things
I'm doing this for you. Appreciate, yeah, man.
I do, and I do appreciate, and I really do think that there's really nothing to them. It's not like it's just like flour. It's their most basic ingredients. So yeah, but what it doesn't show is how often is he replacing it? How often is he going out there?
Nice.
Do you know what I mean? Like, is he going out there and replacing it? And does the sheriff, is he the only one that knows her alive? There's a lot of theories about her. There's some theories that, now this may be far-fetched, but his daughter, a lot of people think that could be 11. Remember his daughter who died of cancer? There's a lot of chatter on the internet who believe that they do seem to have a connection. And he's the only one at the end of season one who seems to think that she's still alive. That's why he leaves the Eggos. Maybe she was at the Hawkins Center maybe they were trying to do experimental cancer things with her and they turned her into this, because clearly that's what they're doing, experiments on people. Now, it's just a theory. Do I necessarily believe it? Not really, but he does seem to know more than everybody else about her.
And he believes as well. And there's a certainty to his belief. It's not belief. It's almost like knowledge kind of thing. So he definitely knows more than he's letting on, I think. I don't know whether he knows it consciously or not, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, you look at the character of Eleven, and again, she hasn't been developed yet, but I don't know if you guys remember, comic people will know this, comic book fans will know this. In season one, they referenced X-Men 134. Anybody who reads comics, X-Men 34, there's a character in there who was introduced who has the same exact powers, telekinetic, that Eleven does. Her name would be Jean Grey. So that's why I don't know. This is the most interesting thing of all to me, because people are just assuming Eleven comes back as a good person. But if you remember Jean Grey, and just even in the movies, she turns bad and evil. She becomes Dark Phoenix. Now, do we see that side of Eleven, or do we see Eleven as a good person but struggling to keep that power she has inside for good purposes? I don't know if you guys remember the reference to that X-Men comic book.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I do remember it. Okay. And it's a great point about your egos, by the way. We don't know how often they're putting them out there, knowing she's there or not. Because the boys will be clever, won't they? If she comes back, they put some. Obviously, they're hiding something. It's covered in snow. So yep. It's frozen as well. If it's frozen, it's preserved. Anyway, that was your ego discussion.
Okay. Well, one last thing. This thing takes place in 1984. Yeah. That is the year Ghostbusters came out. You can have that for free.
It's yes, fine because they've got a Ghostbuster reference already. I mean,
they're dressed up for Halloween. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's a really good point, because the next question for myself and, well, Joey did the agenda because I'm so busy. Thank you, Joey. Is what you're looking forward to most? And I actually want to see them, you know, their reaction to Ghostbusters, because they'll be funny about it. You know, those kids are hilarious. And also there's a bit of a Karate Kid, reference as well in the trailer when the guy ties it around his head and pulls it out. That's iconic.
Oh, I thought that was Rambo.
Ooh, I thought that was Rambo. Rambo. Maybe Karate Kid wasn't out then. It could be Rambo too. But both of them have that scene.
Rambo
right?
definitely was out.
Yeah, Rambo they was definitely out. They do have that
scene. Yeah. Rambo was definitely out. I can't remember.
And maybe Karate Kid's copying it off Rambo. Who knows? But.
All right, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's straight from First Blood. It's
exactly.
Awesome.
So, yeah, either way, it's got references to stuff that's great out there, you know. And if it is about fighting or you're against the odds, then Rambo and Karate Kid is perfect anyway. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to how many more references they make to the 80s, because I grew up in that. So guys, what are you most looking forward to? And Kay, we'll start with you this time.
I think there are going to be references to Alien and Goonies. We know there's definitely a reference to Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Well,
you know,
when Goonies, he opens the door in the trailer. Sean Astin, and... right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And he'll be doing something on Goonies, surely.
He's got to be doing something on Goonies. Like, we've got these guys here specifically, and we've got the guy from Alien, Riser. So, I think they're going to chuck in something from there. I hope it's not like too elaborate, but yeah, but that'll be cool. But I'm really interested to see how the story develops around Will and his condition. I was initially quite thankful that it looked like he was getting treated for whatever he had, because like spewing up crazy slugs is not funny unless you're like in Harry Potter. It's just a condition that's it's terrible. I'm glad somebody knows about it. And I love the way he's a protagonist, as we've already said, but it brings into central focus again, the center and what it does. And this is the thing. What it means for the town and its people. And that's going to be a big thing. Obviously, the big thing, like that monster that he sees in the trailer, people, you have to watch the trailer to like understand that. But that just looks utterly massive. I want to know how that relates to the previous monster. I want to know how this relates to D&D as well, because that looks like the Thessal Hydra that little piece of.
At the end of that's exactly what it is. At the end of the season one, they foreshadow it.
And then I want to see how the town reacts to our previous heroes. How much does the town know about what happened? How big is the knowledge around what the kids did and what the sheriff did, and especially what the mom did, because she looks like she, Winona Ryder is going to be central again to pushing on the story. So those relationships as well. you know, how the kids relate to each other and how their relationship develops. When 11 comes back in,
there seems to be more in the facility as well. You know, there seems to be more about that facility, what's in there, what's going on, and we'll find out loads more of all the trouble it's causing. But I love the point about the monster. I mean, this is the stuff that you love, Joey. That finding out what the hell that thing is from the trailer, because it looks crazy. This is pure horror stuff as well. There is, I think it was a bit more hard hitting in this one, that they show a lot of screaming faces, you know, people screaming and stuff. And that's good, you know, because that's what it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Kale, it's called you Kale. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, Kay. I think
it's okay.
I think you nailed it on the head. I think that is Thessa Hydra, because they really do. The guys do great job. The writers of this show do foreshadowing so well. And that is the game piece at the end that they show. And I think, I can't remember what Will calls it. What does he call that? He calls it the shadow monster. But I think that's what that's what it is the Thessal Hydra. And that's what he clearly sees it. Even in the trailer, you see it. And the funny thing is, I don't know if you guys seen the poster, I used to call them movie posters when you go in, but they call them Twitter now. Like all the pumpkins, it appears that the Thessal Hydra, if you know anything about Greek mythology, essentially has a bunch of babies, and they look like they're hatching out of the pumpkins. So I thought that was really cool, and big time thriller, big time horror, and I'm a horror junkie, so. Again, I think there's just going to be more action in this one because the characters are introduced. But as I said when Gax Yurst asked me the first time, I'm fascinated to see how the L11 plays out, because I'm not buying that she's just going to be coming back and saving the day. I don't know if that's just going to happen, because I think there's every way that she can be bad because of the Jean Grey reference.
She looks like she just means damn business, though, Joey. She looks like, I mean, I know I'm not, you know, either good or bad, whatever her motive is. She just looks like she knows something. She's going to break someone or something. It seems like she still has her powers, and like they've grown a little bit. She seems a lot more sure of what's going on. She seems very pissed off.
Yeah, do you remember when she tells Mike the gate, I opened it, she says she sees the monster? There's every chance that, you know, the stuff that she went through in the Hawkins laboratory, the Demogorgon that they fought, that could be like she could manifest that in her head technically as physical trauma. That's how strong that power is. So in theory, that could happen. So she may be doing all this and not even knowing it. That's really what I want to see. Like, I know the show's going to be excellent. There's going to be action. The characters are already... We already know the characters. We love the characters.
Yeah, she's breaking into places now with her powers. Like, they show her taking the lock, you know?
And that's what Kay's saying. Yeah. She's starting to realize that, hey, I can do these things. That's right.
She can do it.
Again, remember, Jean Grey is one of the... And Stu, if Stu listens to this, Stu Brinson, he'll know. She is the most powerful character probably in either universe. Because that power nobody else has. So... Again, really.
But she's also a little, there's a time when she doesn't really understand the fullness of what's going on, and it sort of gets, it overtakes her.
But
so there's that as well, yeah.
Has she captured that? Where did she go after she disappeared from killing the monster? We need to find that stuff out. Did she just go into another dimension? Is she stuck in an upside down world? Is she back at the laboratory? That's stuff that needs to be explained, and I think they will.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it all makes sense. So this is a brilliant question. So why would these people, Joey, stay in Hawkins after what happened in season one? And you can't answer because people are stupid. You cannot answer that.
Okay,
Joey, please read what you wrote in the parentheses, Joey. That's just the best thing ever.
I don't want to offend anybody. I myself am white. But if you watch horror movies, white people are... The question was, why, like Gag said, why would these stay in Hawkins? And I said, because white people are stupid, and that's what we do. So I'm not offending anybody. I apologize. It's just something I'm trying to be
funny. But I think it's a valid point. I think Hollywood does it. Hollywood does make white people look stupid in horror movies. Because, like, that's the thing between, like, look, the people of color that I know, we have this running joke, like, forever, which is, like, this is why you don't get people of color in horror movies, is because... You're walking in the woods and there's a noise that's coming from somewhere, and you go, "What is that noise?" And then you go, I am not going to stick around to find that out. I am going away right now. Thank you. Let us call the police.
But you're so right.
No, mate, I'm sorry. Indians. I've got a different take on this. Indians in Bollywood, they are even more stupid. They go for it, man. They just go and find out. They just can't help themselves. Ooh, what is that noise? I'm going to go check it out. Yeah. Oh,
my what is that noise? Let us pan around to each person's face, closing on the eyes and have music going ching,
ching. My friend just got... My friend just got ripped apart. I'm gonna go get some more friends to go and see why. What the?
Yeah, it's just silly. And so I after I watched that trailer, I just like we're laughing about it. And I'm like the only like you would never stay in Hawkins, Indiana if you were just attacked by something that is essentially just killing your whole town. Like why would you do that? But it seems that Will is having these issues. Winona Ryder, who plays his mother, wants to find out answers. And the only answers you could possibly get is from Hawkins' laboratory. Because the kid's spitting up monsters out of his mouth. You can't go to his primary care physician. He's going to be like, I don't know, what the hell's wrong with that kid? You know what I mean?
What are you feeding this child?
Exactly. He's spitting up worms that are having, like, babies. Like, you'd probably just kill them right then and there. So if you take him back to Hawkins, you don't know if... Like, what is Paul Reiser? Because he seems like is he good? Is he bad? Is he just trying to figure out answers? It seems that he's going to be the guy they're taking him to, and then you got to run tests on him. You got to see what happens. So that's, again, it's going to be really interesting. But that is the only reason you would go back. And again, white people in movies are so stupid. Just, like, let's kill one. Let's bring, like you said, let's bring more friends and kill them. They're just dumb.
I don't know. I think, like, just from the way, because... This is the thing. The thing that differentiates what happens in Will's head from, like, because the whole thing could, like, just be a dream. Will could just be hiding somewhere and it was just a dream, because you can easily explain away all the other stuff. Oh, Will's brother's a loner and he doesn't like people. He's going to make up this stuff. And this girl is his girlfriend and she's going to help him make up stuff. The thing is, Bob died or disappeared. That is a big thing. And nobody cared. That is really, there's alarm bells, right? And so what I think is, it depends what information flow gets to the town. And so I don't know how much they know and what's going on. And it's so weird to have a center next to a town like that. It's not coincidental. You know, they wouldn't make a center within walking distance of, you know, your kids can run across it. Somebody can go hiking and find the center sort of thing. So I think there's something along it like that. There's a control of information. There might be something even beyond that, but I don't want to really talk about that in case I spoil things for people. I don't want this theory to actually be a thing that if it does happen, people will hate me. So I think there might be something happening there. There's obviously a huge conspiracy as to what the center is there for and what's going on. And I think that's linked to why people in effect stay in Hawkins.
Yeah, it's going to be a big part of the plot. I think, Joey, you mentioned it in the last one as well, didn't you? Something to do with what's the cop's name? I keep forgetting.
Hopper.
You know, you alluded to in the last pod that Hopper had some kind of history. So may have. So, because just just the way it was. So that would be really interesting to find out as well. But, okay. We've kind of covered what role 11 or what really will happen with it. Is there any more to add with what kind of role she'll play in this show? Okay.
Now, hopefully she'll develop some more healthy eating habits, but I don't know beyond that. I think the only thing I think we can add onto our discussion is that the egos, I think the reason why she took the egos, why they have that scene in the beginning of the trailer is just to develop some sympathy for her. And I think that only happens if she's good, because I think I need 11 to be good. I think I need that. So, but we'll see. It's going to be a crazy thing. The show has so many multiple protagonists and she's one of them. So it could go in absolutely any direction.
Joey, your thoughts? Yeah. Is there anything else to add, or you think we've covered it all?
I think we've covered it all. The only thing I want to say is I'm with Kay and I want her to be good, but there's a big part of me, because this is how I am.
Yep,
in
for
life.
Sure.
I want her to be bad, because I always kind of side with the, I'm a villain person. I always root for the villain. I like the Joker, the people like that. Those are, I just like those characters. So I want her to be good for the purpose of the show, But if she's bad, man, that this show could be mind-blowing.
I would love it if she's a villain. I'm with you. I root for the villain.
No.
That's why Darth Vader is the best.
No, yeah, guys.
Do you know why
Darth Vader works? Is because there's an opposite end of the Force.
Of course.
And because
course.
It's something
but,
that
but
can oppose.
But there is an opposite end
there is an opposite
end for her, too. She's,
the
no,
boys.
I think, yeah, she's going to be lured by them back to being good again. And maybe those memories of season one where she built a rapport where these boys helped her, saved her from being tested on more and more. Remember, that's the big story arc here. She was being tested on crazily. She's the one, the 11th one, and she got out. And she's got out and she's got powers and they saved her. And she saved them too. But initially, they saved her and they've taught her a lot, by the way. She's seen friendship, loads of things come through. She's learned from them. So I think there is two sides to it, Kay. I really do. I agree with you there. Sorry.
I think power corrupts. Power corrupts, absolutely. And if she goes Jean Grey, this town has no defense. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, that's why they're dressed up as Ghostbusters. Maybe it's against her. Who knows? It'd be fucking crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like to keep that open. I don't want to just assume because that's what trailers do. That, like, there was a lot of people disappointed about the new Star Wars trailer because it appears that it's following the same thing. But what if it's not? What if it's surprising? And that's what you want in a TV show or anything you watch. You don't want to watch something that you're going to know.
Of course.
And guys, you brought up a good point. Maybe she starts bad and then the boys bring her back. I mean, that's a great point.
But the other thing is, Will Byers could be evil in this. He could be totally, he could be the villain, and they just don't see it because he's doing stuff in the Upside Down. He's doing crazy things in the Upside Down, and they don't know it. They just think that he's mentally tortured on the other side. Now he's got two worlds to live in. He now has two worlds to live in. We've not even thought about the Upside Down world. I think we're going to be seeing loads more now that we have a person, a human, that's going to be able to be in both because they show it clearly. They show him standing right there, Joey.
And again, there's a lot of people who think the Upside Down is actually inside of Will. That's what a lot of people believe. Now, I don't necessarily believe that, but a lot of people believe that it's in him and he controls it. And maybe in season one, he doesn't realize it.
Mm. Yeah, I totally agree. And what do you think of that angle, though, Joey, from that I've brought there about him being the villain in the show? You know, what do you think of that? Do you reckon it's a possibility or no?
Oh, I think it's definitely a possibility. Yeah, I mean, again, we didn't see much of him in the first series, so you really don't know. Like, he gets taken, he disappears, but did he actually get taken? Did he disappear? They go and look for him. I mean, it could be a big setup type thing. I don't know if I believe that, but it's certainly plausible that he is the bad guy or that he's turned into a bad guy now because he spent time in. I mean, he spent a lot of time in there. We don't know what happened to him, what changed him. Now, the only thing that I would say no to that is because he is being chased, like, constantly. And, you know, he is trying to get out of there. Now, is that a complete throw-off? It could be. Again, that's why I really like this show, because it's not, like, so obvious where it's going. They really leave it up to interpretation, and that's my kind of show. I love that. I love thinking.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. Do you have any counter to that? Or you just don't totally believe at all that he'll be the bad guy, Kay, in this one?
I think it could. I know from the first season, my theory was that the Upside Down was it wasn't a dimension that existed. It was manifested. I just thought it was manifested from the abuse that Eleven got, basically. So, It's not that big a jump for me to go and say, you know, Will did it. And Will has the perfect cover. It's perfect. He looks like this sickly, cute little boy. He's being kidnapped. You know, he doesn't seem to have any real motive for doing that. So it's absolutely perfect. If we have like an 11 versus him standoff where he can do all the stuff and they can both manifest reality, it will get very comic booky, but if they do it right, it could be utterly epic.
Excellent. I'm going to move on a little bit then. So unless you guys think there's any other casting or character that could go into or turn into the villain here, Joey.
No, off the top of my head, no. I think it's got to be either Will or 11. Nobody else would really make sense unless it's a drastic change, and I'm not sure if I would like that.
Got to be one of the kids, basically, because that hurts the most. That will eat at you as the viewer the most.
Yeah, and those four kids, out of those four, I just don't see it. It wouldn't make sense to me.
It's actually Bob. Bob's actually the arch
villain. she's the monster. she's morphed into that monster.
They say they're doing like a little tribute to her in the second season. Did you guys see that? They're talking it's like a hashtag thing, like hashtag Barb, like don't forget about Barb, because it started as a joke and then they apparently wrote it into season two. So see how that goes.
Nice.
So Joey, tell me about some of the new cast members here. What do you think?
Paul Reiser, I think, is excellent playing, I don't know what his name is, but he's the new doctor. There's a couple of new kids. I don't remember their names either. But they're playing big parts. One of them is basically, what's the girl's name? I think she's a redhead. Nobody popular, nobody huge. But she is basically kind
is
of
it
joining
Sadie Sink or something like that.
Yeah. That's her. Yes, thank you. She's basically joining the crew, the four boys, and I don't know if they're all cool with it because it's like, hey, you're letting the girl into an all boys club, but she has a brother who apparently is taking over for who was it? Steve, who was the big jerk in the first one. Her brother apparently is going to play quite the not just the dickhead high school kid, but like he's going to be evil apparently. So that is going to be interesting. And when I read that, I didn't know how to take that. His name's Billy and her name is Max in it. So Max is trying to. So I think Mike, who kind of fell for 11, sort of falls for her as well. And once her in the group and the boys are against it, because if you did read, they did release like the first episode, like dialogue. And the season starts in an arcade, which is awesome. Or I think it's awesome. And they're talking to her and that's where they meet her. So I guess she ends up joining their kind of, you know how boys at that age are. They don't want anything really to do with girls until like maybe a year later, then they really get into them. But
and now he's in a love triangle.
That's basically what it is. Sort of kind of how it is. If 11 comes back, let's see how she reacts to that. Because she clearly started to have feelings
That's why she's so mad. why she's coming. She's taking a man back, yo. That's what's happening.
It's probably that and being probed for years in a laboratory.
Yeah, true.
You know.
Joey, Kay, any thoughts on Sean Astin's role? Because there's not much in the trailer, is there? I mean, he seems like he knows Winona Ryder, you know, Joyce. He kind of knows that maybe he's a brother or a sibling or some sort, or maybe a new boyfriend.
I think that's what it is, Gag. Sorry, I think they're dating. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, right? So there's not a lot of information in the new characters, but from what it looks like, I mean, what I'm very interested in is the control of information around this town, because particularly Joey's question is just thrown that, you know, way open for me. Why are people living here? And for me, it has to make sense to control the information. And the addition of new characters, it can be looked at as strategic, because what they are, their roles are, I'm talking about in the actual series. So, you know, doctors and teachers turned conspiracy theorists and all that. What they seem to do, they all seem to be alluding to deepening the conspiracy. They all seem to be people who are of the conspiracy or around the story or legitimizing it more in some way. And they're all influences. They're all people who connect directly to the major influences in the story. And so if you can control the information around those particular people, then you can control the whole flow of information. So I'm really looking forward to see what they do, what their roles are, and how they fit into this whole thing, because there looked to be a scene where somebody was like tracking somebody else's movement, like absolutely every movement. It might be somebody's tracking the kids' movements or 11's movements or something. Like, I don't know, but that opens the door to the fact that this looks like it's going to be a huge conspiracy, and that means these people we have to look at with some serious suspicion. We have to see, you know, what is their motive, what are they doing here, who are they influencing? So that to me is going to be the biggest thing. Why are they in the town? What ends do they have? Is it distraction or is it investigation? And I think that's going to be one of the big things in season two.
Very well put, mate. Very well put. I mean, any other new characters, Joey, or is that all of them that you want to talk about?
That's all the new characters that I want to talk about. Yeah, unless they're hiding some that haven't
I know
put out.
Exactly. They might do. You never know. But okay, what do you think of? What do you think of how many seasons this show? You know, what do you reckon? Can it have? How many can it have? And what would be viable for you, Joey?
I think depending on how the second season goes, I would do no more than four, because I think you can definitely play out a good thing. It's just you just can't keep doing the same thing, obviously. You can't keep – if you're going to introduce a new villain, which seems to be the Thessalhydra, there has to be something else behind that. Because if they kill that off, it can't be just, oh, let's just do another villain and do the same thing. Because then it's, again, white people for 3 years in a row living in the same area.
But it could be that they move and it follows, you know?
Possibly, but do you think that would be too corny? Because the
follow,
the lab,
but the upside down should be anywhere, right?
Yeah, but I think the upside down ties into the laboratory somehow. Because if you did move, it wouldn't make any sense. Like if you moved to Pennsylvania and like they're taking planes back and forth, like that's just dumb. You know what I mean? It's not.
The other thing would be that they move the show on years, but then the only way that it becomes viable, well, then the cast is totally changed, right? That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's the only problem. So I would say tops four, and that's only if I have to see two first, but no more than four, and possibly no more than three, but I need to see two first and what they do with it.
And Kate,
yeah,
would you agree with that?
I'd agree with that. From what the talk is, it seems like season three is basically greenlit. You know, they're obviously just waiting for the fallout of season two to see, you know, to confirm that. But they're very excited about season three already, and they're putting together storyboards for that. Maybe there's a season four.
Well, Ross, let me just tell you, the creators, the Duffer brothers, Ross has been on and interviewed and said that four is the idea. Idea. So, Joey, you were spot on, but I wanted to save it until after you both did your prediction. But yeah, it looks like it's going to be four seasons.
And I think that's a really good idea, because I think the worst thing you could possibly do to these types of series is just have them going into perpetuity and not have an end. You're going to have a situation where you can't put so much feeling into season one and then not have an end, if you know what I mean. When you know that there's going to be an end to something, then you can put all the good stuff in. You know, you can put the mythology in properly and ideology and what the characters are going to do. Like when you know there's an end, it just makes a nice package. Going on and saying that, okay, we'll see what happens in season three for there to be a season four. And then you get to season four and say, oh, people are reacting really well. Let's quickly do a season five. That's going to suck. So I do really hope that they, for all intents and purposes, are going to have, and they have something in their heads for final season, and it's not going to go beyond season four or something like that.
So the tagline for season two is, it only gets stranger. So the last question, and the fitting question, Joey, is, can it be better than season one? And how stranger can this damn thing get?
Well, I think it can get really damn strange. And I think it is going to get a lot stranger, just because you're bringing Eleven back in. We don't know where she's been. We don't know what's going on. We talked about earlier about Will. We don't know what's going on with Will. Is he good? Is he bad? Is he dying? Is he sick? What's poisoning him? Is this upside down? They're going to have to answer those questions. And answering those questions, in my opinion, I think it's going to be better than season one. And I don't know how many times you can say that about any show. I mean, yeah. Off the head, you know, it's going to be really interesting. And knowing that the first episode is called Mad Max, that's got me really excited. You know, it's just, I don't know. I think it will be better, and I'm really excited for it. It sucks that it's 2 weeks ahead of time, because there's not a whole lot I'm watching right now, but I'll probably binge the hell out of that as soon as it comes on.
Excellent. Okay, your thoughts on can it get stranger?
Yeah, I think it can definitely get stranger. I think that's what I would want people to do is, one of the things from season one that I think we all sort of fell in love with was the characters and how they developed. And, you know, there's these kids and had a very wonderful 80s appeal, and that all worked together really well. What I think it can get much better in season two, we can, you know, a natural progression as to what is the mythology of this place, what is the reality of this world, and what's actually happening here. I think people if, you know, I don't think it can do much in terms of, you know, the real character love. They can't reciprocate that in season two. I think we're riding that wave currently. And I think people should invest in the characters they have invested in and sort of carry on with that and see how those develop. It's also a struggle to, you know, keep kids being cute all the time and doing that sort of stuff. So, I would tell people, like, invest more in the conspiracy theory, in the story, in the mythology, in the world, and see how that develops with these characters. You know, don't look for development, in terms of, meeting them again. You know, they are already there. And I think definitely the way it's shaping up, just how interesting the trailer was laid out in terms of who sees what and why things are happening. Again, it looks like this wonderful thing where the world is a lot more complex than we give it credit for. It's not anything simple. You can't just put out a theory. And that's, you know, one of the things that Joey and I sort of love as well. Just, you know, going over these things over and over and over and over again and being able to decipher a world from that. So I think that's going to get just much, much better. This is not your typical monster flick. This is like sci-fi mixed with thriller, mixed with suspense and drama and all that stuff. So let it just play out. It's going to be awesome if you just let it.
I totally agree. And I do think it'll get stranger, and all those, the new monster just looks great. I mean, it's going to be, I actually, you know, you've all gone through these, like, we've gone through these kind of little theories, who could be bad in that. It's just the excitement of what's going to happen now. I just hope that they do surpass season one. It'll be one of those rare shows that does better than the first one. And we, you know, you don't have many of those. So yeah, I really want it to just move on. And then, because in fact it has to, if they're going to do four seasons, they're planning to, it's got to be better than season one, because otherwise it's just going to fail like a damn script. And we don't want that, obviously. So, is there any last pointers for this show, guys, previewing Stranger Things 2? Kay?
No, I'm looking forward to see what they do with the fonts and stuff again, because I'm a geek. I'm a graphic design fool.
Yeah, the music's great.
The music's going to be awesome, and I'm really looking forward to see how they do that. It looks like it's going to be darker, and that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah,
darker. So, I'm really on board with that. I'm fully on board with that. It looks to go full suspense, and that's what I'm looking to take away from season two.
It's the end of half term, and my girls shouldn't watch this show because it's scary, but they both love it. And it's the end of half term, and I think it's the weekend. No, it's not. No, we will have games, and there will be AI Pro stuff, but I think we're going to be binging it somehow. And it's also the week that Thor's out. So, and it's also the week that they're going to Harry Potter World or whatever it's called down here. So, because it's half term. So that week, my girls are in for such a treat, and so am I. So it's going to be a really busy week on the site, but also a very busy week with my girls. So it should be a lot of fun. But Joey, finish it off for us, mate. What else is there to talk about before we go previewing this show?
I think both you guys nailed it. It's the excitement of it. It's the unknown. That's why you love a show like this. It keeps you guessing. That's what I want. I don't want a show. It's like if I read something, if I read a book, if I read a comic, I want the unknown. I don't want the same old, same old. But one thing I'll leave everybody with, and I talked about it earlier, is just keep an eye on Chief Hopper's daughter. I really think there's something there with that story that just does not add up. That's something I'm just going to leave you guys with.
Yeah, definitely. That would be amazing if something happens with that. The shock and awe of it would just be crazy. So yeah, okay. We'll keep an eye on it, Joey, and we'll give you the props, mate, if something happens. We definitely will on the review show and on Twitter. But keep following. How can the listeners reach you both, Kay?
I am on Twitter at a Twitter handle. What is my Twitter handle? It's The Kiln. It's at @THE_KYLN. Ha ha! I remembered. So you can find me there.
How can you forget? Even I can remember that. It's so easy.
I forget mine all the time. It's my own name.
Joey, man. Jesus. I know you're both off by heart because I tweet your name so much. It probably must be that.
We live very complex internet lives.
Yes.
Gags. It's, you know, who can keep track of these things, really? It's hard.
You're crazy, Joey.
We're men of mystery.
If Joey can't remember his @Joe_Connors81.
Thank you. There it is. That's me.
Oh, God. Just a reminder, because I know it off by heart, believe me. But yeah, that's the On the Box podcast previewing the Stranger Things season 2 show. We cannot wait to watch this. We hope you will join us when we review it. Thank you very much, Kaylin and Joey. That was magnificent again.
Cool. Thanks very much for having us, Gags. That was awesome.
No problem.
Yeah. Fun stuff, man.
Okay. And we'll be back with another show on the box very, very soon.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.